Welcome to Balanced Wellness. I am your host, Kaylee Aldridge. If you are looking to create balance in your life, you are in the right spot. I know how stressful and overwhelming life can be, so I will be here each week to inspire, educate, and empower you to create a blissfully balanced lifestyle that includes four parts of self: mental, spiritual, physical, and emotional. I'm so eager to guide you on your wellness journey. Thank you so much for being here. Let's dive in. Something brand new that I want to share with you guys really quickly, and that is my free 3-day guided meditation. So if you have listened to this podcast long enough, you know that I am a firm believer that taking care of our mind is just as important as taking care of our body. So today I'm so excited to announce the launch of my free 3-day guided meditation that will help you relax, reduce stress, reduce anxiety, and improve your overall well-being, because I know that life can be so overwhelming at times. And that's why it's important to really take a step back and focus on our mental health. So over the course of 3 days, you'll learn different techniques to calm your mind, calm your body, and increase your productivity and focus. So whether you're a beginner or you're an experienced meditator, this meditation is perfect for anybody looking to improve their mental health and well-being. So you can go to my website, balancedwellnessllc.co, and at the very top, you'll see a button that says listen here and find your inner peace. You can click on that, or I will have the link down in the show notes. So I'm really excited for you to check out this meditation and really have it begin a journey for you towards more peaceful and fulfilling days and even a life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this guided meditation. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. Today we're diving in to talk about sleep. I love sleep. Sleep is one of my favorite things. I have been very blessed, I feel like, with being able to sleep well and being able to get enough sleep every single night. But I definitely know that that is not the case for most people. I know a lot of people struggle with sleep, whether it's falling asleep, staying asleep, waking up multiple times during the night, or just feeling like they don't get enough sleep. I know that it's a big concern for a lot of people and that a lot of people struggle with it. So let's dive in today and talk about ways to improve your sleep for the whole family, because yes, we need sleep, but the kids are, crazy sauce, let's just say, all day, every day. And our kids need to have good, solid sleep as well, especially when, during the school year, when they're doing homework, they're at school all day, they're maybe in sports and activities as well. It's crucial that kids have a solid sleep schedule and they're getting enough sleep. It really is. So we're going to dive into all of those different things today. But first of all, let's just dive in and talk about, let's start first and talk about how we can get good sleep and what we can do to get good sleep. And then we'll dive in and talk about why it matters and how much sleep we need to be getting for, however old you are. But the number one thing that, if you research a lot on improving your sleep and getting better rest and all the things, the thing that you will see that every article or blog or podcast goes back to every single time is establishing a solid bedtime routine, both for yourself and for your kids. So that can look different for everybody, but a lot of times it is a couple simple things. It's making sure that you eat a snack, or if you do encourage snack time, that you're doing a snack. Then you are taking a bath, and you should, be bathing every single night. Taking a nice hot shower or a nice hot bath is definitely going to improve the quality of your sleep. There's so much study out there about, actually the cleanliness and the feeling of being clean does truly help you sleep better. So if you guys want to research into that on your own, you can. But a snack, a bath, or a shower. And then from the bathroom, going straight into the bedroom where your child sleeps at, and cuddling, reading a book, saying prayers, talking about your day, whatever it is, it should be in that order. So a couple different things about that too is making sure, you're establishing a solid routine so that the evening routine, the bedtime routine, whatever you want to call it, that way it's consistent and it's relaxing for everybody. So, you don't want to be yelling at your kids, right before they're going to bed and stressing them out or stressing yourself out. You want the kids and both yourself, I should say, to know what to expect. So there's less arguing, there's less fighting because it's what you do next, right? So you can go straight into the routine, and the kids know the expectations, you know the expectations, and it just is that. It's a routine, it's a system, they're habits that are created, your habit stacking, and everybody knows in the whole family what's gonna happen next. So making sure also that when you start this routine, that you're giving yourself a decent amount of time to do the routine. So it would be very unfair if all of a sudden you're like, it's 8:15 bedtime routine and everybody in bed in 15 minutes, right? Or just all of a sudden in the middle of play or in the middle of whatever you're doing, you tell your kids, okay, go to bed, time for bed. And they're like, well, what the heck? Like, I want to eat a snack, I want to take a bath, right? Like all the things. Like, it's very unfair to your child to all of a sudden spring on them, it's time to go to bed, and expect them to drop everything what they're doing and go to bed and fall asleep. Like, just think about that, how crazy sauce that is. Like, it'd be like you in the middle of doing dishes and your husband's like, go to bed. And you're supposed to walk away from doing dishes, go straight to your bedroom and fall asleep. Like, that's a little bit crazy. So we can't expect our kids to do that either, right? So making sure that you start the routine at a decent time. So if you want your kids in bed at 8:30, you might have to start your routine at 7:45, at 7, or maybe even at 7:30, 7:45, somewhere in there. It's saying, okay, hey, everybody, let's stop what we're doing. Let's clean up. Let's go inside, maybe if you're playing outside, whatever it is. And hey, time to start a bedtime routine. And your kids know whenever that's being said, that they can go in the kitchen and get a snack if they want it. And then they go to the bathroom, they take a shower, they take a bath, and they go straight into their room, and they're ready, you know, for you to come cuddle with them, read a book to them, say the prayers, talk about their day, whatever it is. So establishing that consistency is going to make it relaxing for everybody. The expectations are going to be there, and your kids and yourself are going to be able to sleep a lot better, because there's a routine established and there's no stress, and it's a relaxing routine, right? A couple other things that's going to help with the routine as well is making sure that you're limiting screen time and electronics before bed. This is honestly, you guys, crucial. Again, you cannot expect your kid to go from playing a video game for the last hour and a half where they're like, ah, and yelling and screaming at the video game, and they probably have a ton of anxiety and stress over playing that video game because it's crazy. And, you know, they're trying to, I don't even know what kids do on video games, so I shouldn't even say, but, you know, they're trying to play their game and they're screaming and they're yelling and they're jumping around and stuff, right? And they're really into it. So you can't tell them that, or you can't have your kid be in this crazy sauce moment and all of a sudden tell them to go to bed. Kids need time to unwind, and so do us adults. Just like, you know, we can't come home from the gym after running on the treadmill for a half hour and take a shower and fall asleep. Like, it's, yes, we probably could, but it's going to be harder than finding time and finding a way to unwind. So our body knows it's time to chill, it's time to relax, it's time to, you know, slow down our brain, slow down our thinking, slow down our stimulation that's happening around us. And then we can get into this mode of less energy and less like mental reaction, less physical reaction to anything around us. And we can start to slow down so we can go into that routine so that whenever we go to lay in bed, we're ready for bed and we can fall asleep faster. Another thing is whenever you are eating meals and snacks before bed, it is absolutely crucial to stop drinking caffeine 4 to 6 hours before bed. Not to eat large meals right before you go to bed, and making sure that the snacks that you have before bed don't contain like high fats or like fried foods or like high fatty foods, that anything basically that's going to make you feel like you might get a tummy ache while you're sleeping. Because then if you have indigestion or heartburn or tummy issues right before you go to bed, you're not going to be able to relax and fall asleep. So just making sure you're avoiding any foods that could cause that. And I know so many of you out there would argue me that you can drink caffeine and go straight to bed. Okay, cool. Maybe you can, but your body is not going to love you for that consistently. So you really should stop drinking caffeine 4 to 6 hours before you go to bed, so that A, your body can unwind, your heart rate can slow down, your cortisol, your stress levels, all those other things from the caffeine and from your body going, ah, from the caffeine can slow down. So people might fight me on that. You might argue me that you're like, well, I can drink a cup of coffee and go to bed. that's cool, but your body's gonna hate you for that. So it's not that you're capable of doing that. We're capable of a lot of things as humans, but it doesn't always make it right. Right? So making sure you're limiting different or the certain foods before bed, avoiding caffeine and alcohol, of course, too, and then electronics, and then really establishing that solid, consistent, relaxing sleep routine or bedtime routine, whatever you want to call it. So making sure if you're giving them a snack, it's healthy, making sure your kids are always taking a bath or a shower every single night before bed, and making sure that you're doing whatever it is that feeds their soul to make them feel comfortable and to make them feel relaxed and safe before you go to bed is crucial. Also making sure too that if you feel like you really have trouble sleeping, if you're like, I never fall asleep, or I fall asleep but I can't stay asleep, or 4 o'clock hits every time and I'm wide awake, whatever, it's really important to keep a sleep diary to track your sleeping patterns. So if you have a night that you can't fall asleep, okay, what did you eat that day? And be really honest about it. So maybe you had broccoli. I don't know. Some people can't really handle like vegetables. So, or maybe you had a really fatty meal. So maybe you had like a burger and fries for lunch that day, and it's just not setting well with you. And it's kind of disrupting the sleep in your body. Maybe you had a lot of stress that day. Maybe you didn't exercise at all that day. Maybe you didn't move your body. Maybe you didn't release those hormones or release the cortisol out of your body, or maybe you didn't release enough energy out of your body. Maybe you didn't circulate your blood enough, right? So what happened that day? And so journal that out. And if you feel like you're not getting enough consistent sleep, you really got to figure out why, because your body needs sleep. We're going to talk about why it needs sleep and how much sleep it should be getting every single night. But exercise is crucial. So if you're not one that you're consistently exercising, this is for you and your kids. So if this could be for your kids too. If your kids are not very good sleepers, are they moving their body? Are they burning their energy during the day? Do they get time to run and play, or are they sedentary? You need to think about that, because if your kids are maybe at a daycare all day where they don't get to go outside and play, or maybe they're just kind of in a house all day, right? Or in a center all day, and they don't sleep very well. Maybe look at that and identify that. Maybe if they're not in a sport or an activity or playing outside and running and burning their energy, consider that. So just really consider how much they're moving their body and how much they're burning. And not that we need to be keep track of like calories in and calories out type of thing, but really truly moving your body and exercising allows you to release the things out of your body, that like the hormones, the chemicals, all those things, so that you can relax at night. It does truly make a huge difference. So how much sleep should we be getting every single night? I know this is a question that you might wonder, like, oh my gosh, well, maybe I'm not getting enough sleep, and maybe I'm getting too much sleep, which probably isn't a thing for most people. But if you are an infant, or if your baby is an infant to 12 months old, you should be getting 12 to 16 hours a day of sleep, including naps. So that's very normal for babies to sleep that often. 1 to 2 years old, you should be getting 11 to 14 hours of sleep per day, including naps. 3 to 5 years old, you should be getting 10 to 13 hours of sleep, including naps. 6 to 12 years old, you should be getting 9 to 12 hours of sleep in 24 hours. 13 to 18 years old, you should be getting 8 to 10 hours per night. And adults 18 or over should be getting at least 7 to 9 hours of sleep per night. So yeah, really make sure that you guys are sticking to those things or those guidelines, because it's really truly important. We need sleep. Like, our bodies need sleep. Quit lying to yourself. Quit telling yourself that you can function off of 5 hours of sleep. Yeah, maybe you can. But again, going back to the whole example earlier, just because you're capable of it doesn't mean that it's healthy for your body. Okay? So really making sure that you're getting enough sleep. Why should you get enough sleep, do you ask? Let's talk about that. So, one of the things that you need, one of the reasons why it's important to get good sleep is that it regulates your emotions during the day. So, if you don't get enough sleep, or if you're restless and you're not a good sleeper, it can actually cause you to have unregulated emotions during the day. So, if you feel like you or your kids are very irritable, or maybe just crabby and cranky a lot during the day, maybe look at the sleep. Is my kid getting, enough sleep? So maybe if your kid is a 7 or an 8 year old and you're like, gosh, I just feel like they're so hard to deal with and they're crabby all the time, or they're just like, ah, oh, you know, you they just want to make you pull your hair out. Well, are they getting 9 to 12 hours of solid sleep per night? If that answer is no, I would start there. I would start by, okay, what can we do to improve my kid's sleep, right? So it's very important that for, like I said, adults, kids, to have good sleep so that you can have regulated emotions during the day. It also improves your immune system. So if you feel like you don't get enough sleep, or if you feel like you're sick all the time, or maybe your family gets a lot of colds or ear infections or respiratory infections or sinus infections, whatever. If you just feel like you guys are sick more than like 3 times a year, look at your sleep. Are you guys getting enough sleep? And maybe this isn't like a family as a whole. Maybe it's just like an individual, but it is, maybe it's your son, or maybe it's your daughter, or your husband, or you, that you feel like you guys are just always, either going to the doctor or getting on an antibiotic. How is the sleep at night? I would look at that first because it's very crucial. Your body, whenever your body is sleeping, your body in different parts of your immune system actually will work, and they will go to work and to heal your body of any of like your oh my gosh, what am I trying to say? When you sleep, your body is your immune system is being boosted, and so kind of those cells go to work to repair anything that's happening. So any tissue or any illness that's going on, that is your body's time to kind of go to work and repair it and to fix it whenever your body is sleeping and it's resting. So when your body goes to rest or goes to sleep, and you're maybe trying to fight something off or anything, your body will automatically, naturally, your immune system goes to work to fight it off for you. So if you're not getting a whole lot of sleep regularly and you're sick all the time, that can be a big indicator is that your immune system is not getting time to go to work and to fix it for you, to naturally have that process of healing yourself for you when you're getting sleep. So that's why, I mean, whenever people, whenever you're sick, that's why the biggest thing your doctor says is get rest so that your body has time to go to work and heal yourself for you, right? So some other benefits, obviously, like I said, that the emotion regulation is huge. It increases your memory and your focus. So if you feel like you're scatterbrained, or if you feel like you just can never focus or think on anything or keep a clear train of thought, it might be because you don't get enough sleep. So whenever you get enough sleep, you can have an easier time to focus on tasks and think clearly because you are rested and you are refreshed and you got exactly what you needed. If you don't get enough sleep, you can also have a lot of problems with like your metabolism and your circulation. Hormones can be a big thing too if you're not getting enough sleep. So kind of if you feel like you struggle with having circulatory issues, if you feel like your body doesn't circulate very well, maybe you have cold hands and feet, or maybe you have discoloration in your hands and feet, that can be a huge, that can be your circulatory system, and your body can circulate easier and better when you fall asleep. So whenever you have that going on for you, you can actually, or when you get good sleep, your system is going to work. It can be, it's activated, and you can actually, increase your blood flow as you're sleeping, and your heart rate will stay stabilized, your blood pressure, all those fun things. So when you do not get enough sleep, or if you're waking often during the night, you can be at a higher risk then for things like high blood pressure, obesity, stroke, things like that. So hormones and sleep is another big one. So I know a lot of times, like if you're going to the doctor and you're like, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm gaining weight, and I feel like I'm maybe premenopausal or perimenopausal, anything like that, or postmenopausal. A lot of times they're going to be like, have you ever had this question? They're like, well, do you get enough sleep at night, or how do you sleep at night? Do you wake up early? Do you go to bed late? It's often one that is asked because your body can make different hormones at different times of the day, especially when you're sleeping. And so that's why sometimes your hormones and your sleep can be regulated or become your hormones and your sleep can be linked together, is what I was trying to say. So anyways, I hope that you guys take these couples tips on sleep and why it's important to get good sleep and why you need really good sleep, how much sleep you should be getting, and the benefits of sleep, and then establishing a good routine. It is so important. So if you do not sleep well in your family, or if you know of people around you that don't sleep well, please share this episode with them so that they can take some of these tips and hopefully be able to have better sleepers in their house. Because when people sleep in your house, when everybody gets good sleep, it's amazing, right? Like, how many times does everybody sleep good at night? And you can just tell that everybody's energy and their mood and their happiness and all the things are just better, right? But if you or your kids don't sleep well, you're groggy, you're tired, you kind of drag ass, right? Like, all the things. So it is, I mean, a big deal. And just think, like, if you feel that way one night, like where you're like, oh, I didn't get sleep good last night, I'm just so tired, I can't stop yawning, I'm not very motivated. Okay, that's one night. But if you're consistently doing not getting enough sleep, and if your body is consistently not getting the sleep that it needs, you're feeling like that all the time. And sometimes you think that it's so many other things going on, but it can really be your sleep. So I really hope this encourages you guys to look at your sleep, maybe start journaling your sleep and seeing what can be triggering the reasons why you're not getting the amount of sleep that you need each and every day. So, all right, guys, talk to you next time. Hey there, real quick before you go, I would love for you to join me over in my private Facebook group called Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. If you would love to just see a little bit more of my content, stay up to date with any events that I have going on, both online and in person, that is an amazing way to stay up to date. And plus, just to get to know me a little bit better as well. So the link for that is down in the show notes, but it's Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. One last thing too, I would love for you to rate, review, and share the podcast. We are in the top 5% of podcasts globally, but of course, I'm always looking to grow my audience and then also just spread the word a little bit more about what we love to talk about here on the podcast. So it's totally free. You can rate it, review it, and share it, and I would greatly appreciate it. So thank you again for tuning in, and I'll talk to you soon.